Now, Cynthia and Hamish, do you want to come up and help me today? I need you to do some things today. Today I want you to teach that when we honour, we hold people in their hearts. On Friday night, I did a very academic Bible study. Apologies. God reminded me it's good to have a head study, but really honour is about heart, not about head. To honour is to hold them in your heart. Now, I've got two wee situations here to share with you two. On Monday, when I went to visit Glenys in the doctor's surgery, I saw a wee boy about your age pushing his brother around in a pram. And everybody came up, and all they did was talk to the little brother. They didn't talk to the big brother that was actually entertaining the child. I don't know why they didn't. And then the mother started to be a wee bit growly at the big brother because he was pushing him around. And I felt led by God to go to that little boy and say to him, "Wow, what a great job you're doing looking after your little brother." And this little boy looked at me as to say, "What? I'm getting growled at by mum, and here's somebody coming along and saying what a great job I'm doing." And what happened to his face, do you think happened to his face, Hayden? Like yours right now, a big smile came upon it. Because right now, right then, I held that little boy in my heart. I honoured him. What a great job he was doing. During the week, I got an email from somebody. Who was that? She's sitting there.
Auntie Eleanor.
Auntie Eleanor sent me an email, and she said, "May God grant you real peace of mind as you go about your duties. A joy in your step, a smile on your face, and a real sense of God's love and closeness in your heart each hour of the day." What a wonderful email to get from somebody. Right then, Eleanor held me in her heart, didn't she? She held me in her heart and said, "I want to honour Judy." So that's what she gave to me. So what I've done, guys, is I've made little cards that I think we can hand out. And in the card, I've written Eleanor's honour. So let's honour today. Who do you think we should honour today that's helped out with the service? Who do you think we need to honour? You look around, who's helped us do the service today?
Joe.
Okay, so shall I put Joe on the front? And do you want to take that to her, Hayden? You take that down to Joe at the back? Who else do we want to honour? Cynthia, there's somebody behind me. The flowers, aren't they beautiful? So who do the flowers on that? I think it might have been Merle.
No.
It was Margaret. Okay. Let's honour Margaret. Here we are. Okay. What about the magicians? Who do you think we should honour this morning here too, Hayden? We can do Auntie Eleanor, couldn't we? We could give it back to her. What a wonderful honour she gave me. What about Bob? Here he is. Just shining. Here we are. There's our honour for Bob. Remember what we're honouring?
Thank you.
May God bless, grant you real peace of mind. Who's behind the piano?
Ethel, should we all not Ethel?
Somebody else is down the back that needs a lot of honouring today because he's learning how to do a new job, isn't he? I think Jim might need honouring too, eh? Here we are. Do you want to walk all the way and take that to Jim again? So Jim, may God grant you real peace of mind as you go about your duties. A joy in your step, a smile on your face, and a real sense of God's love and closeness in your heart each hour of the day. Today, somebody's been honoured, it's going to take you all study. It's not Leanne, it's not Charlotte, though if Charlotte was here we would honour her as well. But Fiona's doing it today. Do you want to take that to Fiona and honour her for what she's doing today? Lots of people get involved in our service, don't they? Let's honour them. Now, you're going to miss out on this, but Doug is going to be preaching to us today. So let's honour him. Here we are. Do you want to give that to Doug?
This way.
Is there anybody else that we need to honour that's been contributing to our service, I wonder?
Judy.
I did sure did. Thank you. So remember, when you honour people, like Auntie Eleanor did, she took a few minutes to hold me in her heart and do something for me. So to honour is to hold them in your heart. And if you forget, just remember the three H's, like Hayden. Honour, hold, heart. Like your name, isn't it? Start with H. It's very, very special. Okay, let's honour these three. Jesus, we have the three most beautiful children that just shine your radiance and your love. Thank you for Nathan. Thank you for the joy always on his face and the smile that he holds. Thank you for Hayden, for the mind that's processing and thinking about you and growing. Just continue to value and just love him and pour your spirit upon him. And Father, thank you for Cynthia, somebody that you hold so dear to you, that we hold too. Today, each day, she grows closer to you. Enable her to hold people in their lives as we hold her. Let us never, never not honour our children. They will grow us, Lord. They're so precious to us and to you. Amen. Thank you, you three. And after the worship time, you're welcome to join in because the worship's for you too. Fiona's going to take you to a study. Okay. I want to go back. Thanks. I kept it stepped. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, that's holding. He's honouring you, Pete. But the biggest hugs, it's another H word, isn't it? Hayden, hugs for honour. Right, let us pray. Lord, this morning we come to you because we want to confess to you that we haven't always held each other in our hearts, that we've allowed our minds to interpret, and we've allowed our minds to criticise, and we've allowed our minds to actually control the way we have treated people. We confess it, Lord. We're really, really sorry. It has stopped your spirit from working. It has stopped the love that you have in our hearts from being able to be given. It has stopped other people receiving what you would have them receive. We're really sorry, Lord. We want as a church to move away from a head space to a heart space. We want as a church to have a heart that looks at people with your heart, and we hold them just at that time and that space, we hold them as you would hold them and as you would approach them. As you walked Jesus, you just did that. Everywhere you went, at each event and each time and each place, you stopped and you held that person. The leper, the woman bleeding, even the disciples, you gave each one of them that time that they need to be held and honoured. Lord, we're tired of being a critical church. It's not what you want anymore. You want a church that actually holds each other. You want a church that demonstrates the culture that you are. The culture of honour that is of valuing from the heart. And Lord, it's only because that's how you feel about us. You would have given up headspace years ago on all of us. You would have given up even trying to attempt to get any brains into us. But you didn't. You died. You died so that you could hold us. You died so that that rubbish that we carried could be removed. You died that when we confess that we've been such a blatant intellectual church, you can actually just take that away and say, no, I've forgiven you. I hold you. You're in my heart. We don't want what has been, Lord. We just want your heart. Love from the centre of who you are. Don't fake it. Be good friends who love deeply. That's what we want, Lord. We ask it in your name. Amen.